Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Fine,
well, you pick most of the answers.
Well, it was a fine job.
Yeah, that woman asked a silly question about Johnny Rose. Oh, well, it was a good thing that dude, you know, to show that the poor guy, they were giving him a bad rap, you know, and all that.
Right.
Yeah, the main thing was to get across the feeling of confidence and that. To tell the demonstrators that we weren't going to be effective. We sure got that across.
Right. Right. Right.
And also, I put down the State Department on their silly goddamn comments about, you know, God, they're going all off the rocker.
Yeah, I thought you
needed
to turn in.
What? What?
Turn in. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I thought the whole thing.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. We didn't stop it right on time. We let it go at about, actually, 5 minutes over, actually. But I think that the real lead, though, is something that there were two leads. That little things that stuck. One that, as I looked at the teenagers, my concern was not peace and just in our time, but peace in their time. See, that gets across. People understand that. The other thing is that with regard to China, we've broken the ice. Now we've got to test the water to see how deep it is.
Right.
Now, people understand that. Huh? But to tell these little bastards that are demonstrating, hey, look, we're not worrying about peace in our time. We can get that very easy. But what about you little shit asses? What is going to happen to you? Huh?
Yeah. I thought you were very good.
And Washington's not under siege.
Right, right.
I looked at the camera, you know, I said, look, you tell the television. That was out of your region.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, fine.
Very good preparation. Tell Alan and all the rest of the work. Very good job, will you? Okay, fine. How'd you like my answer when I said it? Except that I was the only lawyer in the White House that nobody could afford.
That's right.
Okay.